Are you interested in improving your health and fitness? I know you are. So, I made a podcast all about transforming your life with a changed mindset, good nutrition, and effective exercise. Head to supremeholisticfitness.com to find out more. Trust me, it's life-changing.
Good evening, Cleopatra. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kian?
I am good. Thanks for taking time out from your busy schedule to be on this live. I know we had to do this live some for a while. So anyhow, let's go ahead and read your bio. I'm just going to let everyone know who I'm chatting with. So Cleopatra Borrell, she's a professional shot putter athlete from Trinidad and Tobago. She's been to 4 Olympic Games and has represented Trinidad at many levels. She has participated in the World Championships, Commonwealth Games, Pan America Games, and other events in the Caribbean, where she has won many medals. She is currently the assistant coach of throwing at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, Department of Intercollegiate Athletics. I may have messed up that word, but that's all right. Welcome, Cleopatra.
Hi, good night. Hi, everyone.
So, hi, Jan. Hi. Good night to everyone who's listening. So the first thing I wanted to ask you, you know, everyone has a story as to why they got started doing something. How did you get started in athletics?
So, hi, Tash. So, it's just like, it's something that my family did. My family was always active. My dad managed Mayor United football team. He introduced my older sister, Natasha, to throw in. And miss you too, babe. And you know, younger sisters want to be like their older sisters. So I just decided to, I decided to, you know, compete and I wanted to be like my older sister, point blank. So it's just something that ran in my family. Ultimately, when I left Trinidad for university in the States, I was scammed, which was far less frequent then than it is now. But for me to like pay for my school and stuff, I decided to walk onto the track team, and that's it. So I went from walking on my freshman year to then winning NCAAs my senior year. When I won the NCAAs my senior year, I had the Olympic standard. So I moved to Blacksburg, Virginia to train at Virginia Tech. All of this with the support of like amazing coaches and people. So yeah, that's how I got into track and field.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You mentioned, well, you turned a negative situation. You said that you were scammed.
Yes.
No, that must have been some. So you turned that situation into something that's positive and you worked at it and you got onto the team. What was the training like in terms of training, I would say, to perform at that level? Because you competed in the Olympics.
Yeah.
What kind of mindset or what level you have to perform at to compete in the Olympics?
So for me, it wasn't like, was the mindset of an Olympian. It's just, what do I need to do today? What do I need to do today? What does my coach want me to do today? What do I need to do now at this moment? Where do I need to be? I need to be at practice now, then be at practice. I need to be in class now, then be in class. So it's like doing what you're supposed to do every day for like 20 years. And sometimes you might not achieve what you set out to do. So you have to have a goal at first and then just sticking with your plan, checking off, I need to do this. I need to go to the weight room. I need to go to the track. I need to go to yoga. I need to go to do cardio with my friends, or just knowing what you need to do today. It's not, for me, it wasn't like this. Of course, there's a bigger plan, but more importantly, for me, it was just my daily, just being where I need to be every day. Hi, Coach.
Gotcha. You know, and you mentioned something that's so important, just sticking to what you need to do every day. Sometimes it's easy to look at a big picture and see all the work you need to do to get to where you want to go. And at times it could be so, so discouraging. And many people either they start becoming inconsistent in the things they need to do.
Right.
And then they put themselves back even further. And it's an even greater struggle to get back to where they were. But you mentioned just checking the boxes with the daily tasks that you need to do. And I recently heard a quote that success is in the daily routines. It's what you do daily. Successful people do that daily versus occasionally. I know you're all about giving back as well. And this is what I really wanted to get into, because I've mentioned to you some time ago, I spoke to some younger Trinidad athletes and they were giving me behind the scenes as to what goes on, why some athletes fall off the track. So you have a foundation, the Cleopatra Borrell Foundation. Tell me a little bit about that foundation.
So the foundation was created a number of years ago to encourage young people to be involved, who are already involved in athletics, to understand that there's an educational component that goes with that. So now as a coach, you know, I have opportunities that I could offer to young athletes, but you have to have your academic credentials together. You have to have math, you have to have English, you have to have a social science. So the foundation is really geared towards supporting young people in sport while also encouraging them to understand that you have to take care of your academics if you want to go further in the sport. Coming to a university, be that the going to UTT, or if you decide you want to go to university in Jamaica, or you want to come to university in the US where I'm based now, you have to have that academic foundation. So first of all, you could be a student and you could perform in the classroom, and that then gives you an opportunity and the resources that you would need from going from being like a younger athlete to being a professional athlete. When I was 18 or 19 years old, I didn't have what it would take to go to the Olympics. I needed that 4 years of competing against people at my level and then getting better, looking for better competition, looking for more opportunities. And that's what you get from going to school, in addition to just making my mind ready, giving me the opportunity to develop mentally as an individual, so that when I did become a professional athlete, I could handle the stress, the mental anguish, all of those things. And not just trying to do everything at a young age, at 18 years. For me, that was the formula that worked. So my foundation is just, we try to provide opportunities for young people to remain in school, to understand that they need to get their passes if they want to carry on. It's not just about being an athlete. Being an athlete it came so natural to me, but I had to beat books. Like I had to have extra math lessons. My parents put me in math classes. My dad would ban me from doing the things I like to do, like going to play with my friends and stuff if I didn't get my academic work done first. So that was the initial objective of the foundation. But then we find ourselves where we have to support athletes by providing gear. During the pandemic, not that the pandemic is over, but we had to provide food. And we just had to, you know, we just want to kind of be that link, because I understand sometimes it could be difficult for some of our athletes. Like, just be that little rope or that link or something where they could continue going, and just give them that little boost of, you know, I don't like to say motivation, but just say, hey, keep going. We know you could do it. That kind of support.
Gotcha. You mentioned you don't like to say the word motivation.
Right.
Why don't you like to say motivation?
I have a TED Talk that says I'm an athlete and I don't believe in motivation. And it's not that I don't believe in motivation. I loved training. Like, I love every day to go to the track. I love the feeling of meeting my coach, talking about what we're going to do, and going out and doing it. Like, I love that. I never needed to be motivated to do that. Like, for me, motivation is very intrinsic. So I don't really believe in motivation in that sense. I don't believe I could motivate an athlete who is going to, I can motivate them to be better. As a coach, I can walk with a motivated athlete and guide that person. Hi, Kenson. Guide that person to from my own experience, to try and be better. But I think that you have to come with your motivation on the days that you're a little bit low. I'm there to pick you up. But you have to come with your motivation. Come ready to go. Come ready to be great. And then you can move forward.
All right. There's a saying that motivation is temporary, but habits are what's really important. And it goes back to the day-to-day things that you're willing to do in order to get to where you want to go. Now, we're talking about sports, we're talking about youths. How important, you know, and I know you'd have touched a bit on it, how important would you say is education for youths? Yes, it would help them to excel in sports, but let's face it, to be honest, not everyone is going to be Cleopatra Borrell. They're not going to be throwing a shot put in the Olympics. They're not going to be in a 100-meter final. But education, how important is education for youths?
You know, you just, I think, as young people, we need to understand that knowledge is power, and you need to put yourself in the best position that you can be to excel with the resources that you have at your hand. For me, education is about opening your mind and really giving you a foundation. Of course, you can find any information online right now, but it gives you, it allows your mind to like connect in such a way that you can see things clearly and you're better able to manage your life. For me, that's what education is about. So for young people, I know there are lots of distractions. Find that thing that you enjoy doing in the classroom, just as, you know, you did as a young athlete or a young musician or a young person in the arts or music. Find that thing in the classroom that would supplement your passions, what you love doing, and something that you can really get into and enjoy. But you really want to, as a young person, work on having an educated mind so that you see things differently. You see things from a different perspective, and you can see things from many perspectives. So then you can make the necessary choices to guide your life.
Correct. And just wrapping up here. So we're talking about big picture, and we'd have touched on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Getting to the final destination or the goal, what you're trying to achieve, and it's so far away. What would you encourage a youth, let's say, they may not have the ideal circumstances, and this could be for anyone, it could be a youth, it could be a person who's striving maybe to have a successful business or maybe a successful career, but the journey seems so far, it seems as though they have so much to do. What would you say to encourage them to keep going and not give up?
So this week, what I've been working on is like to do better and just to be better. Meaning, I joked with my sister, who I believe is on here. Hi, Nat. I joked with her and I said, you know, I used to be great. I'm not great anymore. I'm just trying to be better now. But really what I mean is, for me, it means looking at areas in my life where I want to improve. I want to improve at my job. I want to improve with my health and my wellness. I want to improve with my coaching skills, and how I reach out to my athletes, etc. So then you look at the hurdles that are in your way. What is stopping my health and fitness? What is stopping me from being a better coach? What are these hurdles? And you try to remove them, for me, with the simplest and easiest solution that I could find. And that would be my advice to like a young person in business or a young person who wants to be an athlete. If you're not able to get down to the National Stadium every day, can I have some sort of situation within my community whereby I can do my training closer to home, because maybe I don't have money to, or I don't have a vehicle to get into Port of Spain every day, or just traffic. So you try to remove the obstacles and hurdles that make your life difficult while keeping in mind or staying focused on your goals. So yes, of course, I believe in habits, but what is the foundation of your habits? To me, the foundation of my habits means removing obstacles. So for example, when I was training at Hazy Crawford, I tried to live like walking distance from the stadium. And my first couple of years back in Trinidad, like living back in Trinidad, I didn't have a vehicle. That was never an excuse for me to not get to practice, because guess what? You could walk right down the road. So of course, everybody's situation is different, but you just have to kind of try to organize your life in such a way where you have your goal, whatever is important to you, and you say, okay, this is my goal, and you remove those hurdles. Every day, just do better. You don't have to like try to fix everything in one day, just like you don't become an Olympian on the day of the Olympics. It's like a multi-year process, and you just remove those hurdles every day and just try to be better. Just try to keep notes and check in on yourself and try to do better every day until one day you'll be like, I used to be great. You'll be great still again.
Still great. Well, Cleopatra, thanks for jumping on this live with me.
My pleasure.
Your experiences, your knowledge with everyone. I'm sure we all learned something. I did. So thanks. I just want to wish you a good evening, as well as everyone else listening.
Thanks to everyone who joined the live. It was great to see so many of my friends again. All the best to everyone. Thanks for having me, Kian. And, you know, do better. Just do better. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Ciao.
And three quick things before we wrap up. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review and share this episode. And if you'd like to join a growing online fitness community, you can become a part of my Facebook group and follow me on Instagram. Lastly, subscribe to my blog and get a free copy of my ebook, 7 Steps to Actually Crush Your Fitness Goals. My goal is to help transform you using a changed mindset, good nutrition, and effective exercise without sacrificing your time and helping you to stay consistent. Talk to you soon.